that's a pretty sight to see those things flying along at night on a dark night along going to the lawn around your house.
They just like a light bulb or something like that.
Yeah, they light like it. You mash one of them and you can see the light on your fingers. And the light comes. Very luminous. See, it'd be the same color, it don't stay that long. Probably in his systems in some kind of secretion that he's made out of down there where he lights up the whole tail end of it. You mash it flat and lay it down like that for a little while and you still see it. Because you kill a lot of them trying to catch them. You don't catch them with any.
But what do they call them usually around here, those things that kind of long, thin body insects? They've got a couple of pairs of shiny wings. They're supposed to eat mosquitoes. Hang around down the place.
What?
Eat mosquitoes.
Oh, mosquito. People eat mosquito. They come every now and then. They eat food. The dragonfly is what the book calls them. They call them mosquito food. They used to catch them. They had a little chap lay out the yard. Fly along over to the lady until she got one. Not looking. She jumped that high. And just, I don't know if she hit him or not. I never paid attention to him. Game, well, she lay out in the yard and fly along. She maneuvered around there, switching the tail like she does. She got a bird to look at her, and none of them light, stop and look at her, so jump up and grab her. I've seen her catch several of them. Right interesting to watch those things. They have such good control with their wings, the directions they want to go. They got eyes. They just part of their eyes, they can see everywhere they go. They have to see well to catch them. We had a, last year we had some birds came by him. Chimney sweeps, I'd never seen a chimney sweep in my life. I raised down there. They built, flew down our chimney, and there where we got that gas stove, made a nest down in the chimney. We were sitting in there one night cluffing, and I bet it was going somewhere. I heard one of them making a noise, it sounded like a rat in there. And I said, Cliff, they'll have Fip, she finds a rat in this house. We better pull that stove out and take that front off the thing. It's trapped in the chimney, can't get out, and we're killing it. So we took the stove, moved it out, pulled the thing off the front of the fireplace, opened the fireplace up and looked down in there, it was a bird nest. It had fallen from up in the chimney down into the bottom of the chimney where the hearth was. And we fished them out of there. There was three or four of them. Some of them didn't even have any feathers. They hadn't been hatched long. But they were well fed. She'd been coming all the way down the chimney to feed them every night. So we didn't know what to do with them. We called a lady that runs this society for birds, what do you call it?
Audubon
Society. We called them, told them we had three little birds or four little birds out here. In our chimney, we didn't know what they were. Asked her what they were. I'd heard of, I knew her husband really well. He managed Mountain Lake Corporation's tower out there. So Mrs. Marston told us what they were. I said, well, what are we going to do with them? I said, she said, put them back in there, and that old bird will come back and feed them. I said, we've been trying to feed them for an hour. They're just sitting around with their mouths wide open. Bet got home. So she called the lady, and she's the one calling. She said, well, put them back in there. So we got a nest was all shot to pot.